We're back on with Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund, talking Lake Gogebic and other Western UP lake ice fishing. And I appreciate some more of your time.
Sure, anytime.
Things have been kind of slow on Lake Gogebic. We got some hot tips for those of you who are still anxious to travel over there. And looking at the weather this upcoming weekend, it could turn around real quick with the warm trend. I assume you guys are going to warm up out there as well.
Yeah, they're calling for 40-degree Friday and then the 30s following that. So we're looking for some nice weather coming up for sure.
And it could get a little slushy, but generally speaking, that really doesn't affect, you know, especially the safety. It's usually the access points that might get a little sloppy in that number of days in a row being up that high.
Yeah, I think the lake is going to be good now for right on through the end because it got really hard. There's 2 feet of good solid ice now, yeah. And there's a few scattered slushy spots out in the middle, but it should be pretty good. We got cold nights coming, so that should be good.
Let's remind folks to clean their damn trash up when they're out on the lake, huh?
Well, what happens, Adam, is they don't secure the load. It's a bumpy lake. It's like a washboard, and the stuff jumps out of their sleds. A lot of guys don't even know they're doing it. I mean, they're losing heaters and propane cylinders and rods, you know, rod bags and stuff like that. So I'm sure they're not doing it on purpose, but it sure is nice to secure your load to make sure the CO is not going to give you a ticket out there.
I would imagine. I mean, being such a big lake, you got to have COs on that thing damn near every day, I would imagine.
Well, yeah, there's some young ones, too, and they're pretty eager to write tickets, I think. So they're just doing their job.
Well, we got lots more to talk about for other lakes in the area, too. So I know that things are slow on Lake Gogebic, but what about any of the other inland lakes in your area that you could bring up?
Well, I'll tell you, Adam, the Cisco chain is a sleeper. It's a big body of water. There's crappies, musky, walleye, northern. There's everything in there. A lot of guys are catching 8 to 10-inch perch on the Cisco Lake. Thousand Island Lake puts out nice bluegills and crappies, and it's a really underfished body of water.
So how hard is it to get to the good fishing waters on that chain of lakes? I mean, is access pretty easy?
Yeah, Cisco Lake has got a nice access. Thousand Island Lake has a plowed ramp, and there's a few other access points. Mamie Lake down on Thousand Island Lake has got some access. But it's really a sleeper. If anybody is up for a good nature fishing trip, that really should be on your bucket list.
Wow. Sounds like my kind of fishing trip, to tell you the truth. Gus, I really appreciate you giving us some time, and Hogathong shaping up all right, too?
Well, that's about 3 weeks away. We're all getting geared up for that, getting excited about it. And hopefully we can get some nice weather and have a good turnout.
Well, Gus, thank you so much for your time and passing along some great fishing tips for getting over in the Western UP there. And we'll catch up with you again next week, eh?
Okay, I'll see you then.
Gus from Maple Ridge Bait and Taxidermy in Berglund talking Lake Gogebic and other Western UP ice fishing lakes right here on The Outdoor Show.